Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down, and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You're listening to episode number 21. Today with us, we've got the usual group, Matt, Nick, and Alex, and a very special guest. We have Laura!
Yay!
Not a guest?
She shouldn't be a guest just because she came just because she came back from the dead doesn't mean that
hold on.
It's special.
I returned her member. Wait.
So, Laura, tell us how it was like being dead and then coming back to life.
It was very dark and quiet and dirty.
Did the ghost hunters keep bothering you while you were trying to sleep? They were like,
yeah.
Hey, I heard her talking in this locker room.
And then they'd run away
from Nick, like, ghosts are not real.
Ghosts, yeah, but
demons are real.
Demons are.
So.
I mean, look
at okay.
Oh, okay.
So let's jump right on into
demon?
It.
God.
Alex.
Angels are real.
What games have you been playing?
I played
Chris Angels and Demons,
Mega Man 9, and Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Not Mega Man 9. I like Mega Man 9 though.
Well, Mega Man 9's been out for like ever, and Tatsunoko versus Capcom came out like 2 days ago.
Because it's about a little man in blue that jumps.
Mega Man is in Tatsunoko versus Capcom, isn't he?
The Mega Man Legends Mega Man, so
yeah,
Mega Man
okay.
Volnut is in it. It's basically Marvel vs. Capcom.
Right.
And with...
It's a fighting game, right?
Yeah, it's a fighting game. And it basically got simplified. So instead of six buttons, there's only... Well, instead of... The original Marvel vs. Capcom had six fighting buttons, like jab, strong and fierce, kicks, and punches.
Sasha Fierce? And does the Sasha Fierce button call out Beyonce Knowles?
Yes, it does.
If you're playing on the Tatsunoku side, does it just call out Solange Knowles? Because she has something to do with animation. She did the theme song to the Proud Family.
You're full of Disney show trivia, aren't you, Nick?
I am sponsored by them. I have to talk about them on every podcast.
Yeah.
Well, not Disney. Disney Channel.
Disney, yeah, that's what I said, Disney TV shows.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. But Disney, I have no affiliation with them. They can go, like, suck a dick for all I care. Disney Channel, on the other hand, I care.
We're glad to
Do you care if they suck a dick?
I care. I don't care. Well, yeah, I do care.
If the Jonas Brothers suck a dick, you care? Wait,
which Jonas? Are we talking, like, Nick, Indiana Jonas?
The hot one?
Jonas. Nora Jonas?
Anyway, right. Alex, continue.
But I mean, so instead of that, there's three beasts.
Tommy Lee Jonas.
I fucking hate you. There's only three attack buttons, and yeah.
That was funny.
It's simplified, but there's a lot of things to it, and there's a lot of epileptic colors, so.
Always good.
So retards could play it?
Huh?
Retards could play it? Can play it better?
Yeah. It's basically anybody could really pick up and play it.
All right.
So what exactly are the graphics?
Unless you don't have arms, Alex, then you can't pick it up.
Then you could yell at your controller
and try.
You can
use your feet.
You can play your feet. Yeah, play with your feet. Now, if you're paraplegic, it'll be really
hard.
Your
tongue.
You'd have to like roll your body, and then use a tongue with a with like a fake
the tongue thrust.
Yeah, or use your penis. Use your penis to press the buttons and use your tongue to.
Well, what if you're a girl?
D-pad. You're gonna have to put a dildo. Put a dildo on and then move around.
Oh, okay.
And thrust.
This is getting
back
too disgusting. All right,
Alex, how are the graphics? Like, I haven't really looked at it. Are they cel shaded or what?
I think they're like slightly cel shaded.
Is it like Street Fighter 4?
It's a little bit like. Yeah, it's similar to Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
And all right. Yeah, that's it. It's a lot of fun.
All right, cool. Matt?
What?
What have you been playing?
Nothing.
Nick, how about you?
I've been playing Metroid Prime 1 on the Nintendo Wii.
Good.
And Mass Effect 2.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Nick play that, and I played it for a little while.
How is that game?
Mass Effect 2 is awesome. It's so good.
Just like Mass Effect 1.
It's just like Mass Effect 1, except for they tried to kind of make it more action-y to draw in more sales of the Gears of War type gamer.
Oh, so the meatheads.
Yeah.
They changed one really stupid thing, which is they made the map, instead of zooming out in the map, you have to fly around your spaceship and you can run out of fuel when you're like trying to select which galaxy to go to and stuff. It doesn't make any sense. It's really stupid.
What kind of fuel is it? Like whale oil?
Yeah.
Yeah, so so basically, when you're looking at the map, instead of selecting where you're going, you're actually flying around the galaxy blindly, running out of fuel.
It doesn't make any sense. Oh, I got to go over here. Oh, wait, there's nothing over here. Gotta go back.
Seth Green reprises his role as the Joker, and he's like, Commander Shepard, why are you being so serious? And Commander Shepard's like, I don't have time for your jokes. And then Joker paralyzes Jim Gordon's daughter.
No!
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Sorry for everybody who hasn't read The Killing Joke.
And Jim Cameron's daughter. Avatar.
Oh, yeah, Avatar won Golden Globe for Best Drama.
Good.
Yeah, we won Golden Globe for Best Dramatic Podcast.
Really?
I put that in the description of the last podcast that we uploaded.
Go Jim us. Cameron presented us with the award. And he was like, for all you podcasters out there, I have one suggestion. Gotta have tits.
That's why Laura's back.
Right.
Yep. Because that's what James Cameron said in an interview about the Na'vi.
Gotta have tits.
Gotta have tits when he talked about designing the female aliens.
Mm.
So that's just I just try to live my life by that
gotta
quote.
Have tits.
All right, well. Laura. But
so in short, Mass Effect is awesome.
Okay, good. Laura, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Assassin's Creed 2 and Ratchet and Clank, the second one. What is it called?
Crack in Time?
Crack in Time.
Yeah, Crack in Time.
No, Crack in Time. It's like time for the Kraken.
Crack in Time? Well, I didn't see a Kraken in the game, so...
Well, you have to wait. You have to wait. Liam Neeson Zeus will be like, "Release the Kraken!" And you'll be like, "That's from the wrong type of mythology."
Gotcha. Was that like a secret ending or something? Because I didn't get that ending.
Yeah. It's a twist ending. Yeah. Imnet Shabadoo directed that part.
Shyamalama Ding Dong?
No, that's offensive.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, I thought... I'm playing Assassin's Creed 2 right now, and it's pretty good. It's better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a little repetitive, but they've mixed it up a little bit.
What is the Assassin's Creed?
What is it? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't
It's a CD
don't
titled Human
it.
Clay.
Oh.
It's about this assassin who's got all these Creed CDs, and everybody wants
He's
them.
He's emo.
Didn't we already do that joke?
Wait, Creed is not emo?
Screamo.
No, what is Creed?
Creed is balls out rock and roll. They'll melt your fucking face.
No, I guess you're a fan, huh, Nick?
Well, they're as rock and roll as God allows. But Scott Stapp is like that one disciple, I don't remember who it was, who denied Jesus three times.
Oh, yeah, that was Larry.
Yeah, Larry. No, it was Mo. And they were like...
It was actually Shemp.
They were like, "Hey, Shemp, we saw you hanging out with Jesus." He's like, "That wasn't me." And then they're like, "No, yeah, we saw you." He's like, "Wasn't me." And like, "It was you." And he's like, "No, it wasn't me." And then the rooster crows, and I forgot what led me on this tangent.
Oh, and then a flood.
Oh, yeah, and then it flooded.
That's good.
That's pretty much the Bible, whole thing.
Spoiler alert, that's the Bible. I ruined this twist ending.
Great story, thanks, guys.
Anyways, have you guys played Assassin's Creed 2? Any of you?
Yes.
No, I watched my friend play it, and the graphics
sucked. I played the iPhone game.
Oh, man. Is
it? Oh, yeah, exactly the same
thing. Wait, is there an iPhone game for it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think there is.
Probably.
Yeah, it's the best game.
Assassin's Creed 2, the graphics are terrible.
What?
People besides the main character look straight out of a PS2
look
game.
Look weird. No, yeah. I think that they're... Yeah, the people look weird in this game.
Yeah, like, they do.
Yep, so all I care about is graphics.
And
I'm not
they look
playing
like they
it.
Have Down syndrome, all of them.
Oh.
Except for the main character. But did you play it, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like it? Did you beat it?
I played it for 3 days straight and beat it 100%.
Jeez, Adam.
Yeah.
If you listened to the podcast, you would know.
Exactly.
Well, sorry. Sorry I'm a loser. But Ratchet and Clank, I thought Ratchet and Clank was good, but it was really, really short. Like, I beat it in 2 days.
Really?
And it was it was way too easy.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You just trailed off there. I said all of them are... Pizza.
Matt's eating pizza.
You okay, Matt?
Yeah, he's eating pizza. He tried to add to the debate.
Here, I want some of that
discussion.
I'm in the exact same position that David Hasselhoff is in that video.
No, he is. He totally is.
I was like, "Fuck you, pizza."
You're like sprawled out on the floor. Do you have your shirt on?
No.
Laura, you can see him. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't.
Because we're in the same room.
Right.
Do you have your shirt on, Laura?
What?
You have your shirt
Can't
on?
You see? Yeah.
I wish I could.
Hello.
I wish I could.
You're stupid, Matt. Let's continue.
Guys,
please.
Remember what James Cameron said. Gotta
you
have
win.
Tits.
Oh, that's true.
No, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Who is chewing like that? That is so nasty.
It's the Joker.
I was just finishing off a chew. I was having some chew.
It's the Joker.
David Hasselhoff did not chew loudly.
It is funny.
Are you trying to be like the Hoff?
It is funny to watch him try to eat that burger, because it's like the opening scene to 2001 A Space Odyssey. Just kind of watching him discover something.
Okay, so who's next?
All right, so I've been playing Brawl, of course.
Oh my god.
The
2-week streak is over.
I played some Silent Hill Shattered Memories for Wii. That game is pretty incredible.
Really?
I heard it was good, and I want to play it.
Yeah. I only played for like 2 hours. I didn't get very far, but I thoroughly enjoyed what I played.
Now, isn't it a remake of the first one?
I think it started as a remake, but it's not really a remake. I'm not sure. I haven't played any Silent Hills before. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I'm not the best person to ask, yeah. But
don't you use the Wiimote as a flashlight, though?
Yeah, and it works flawlessly. It's great. And
it should. It's just a flashlight.
When the monsters or whatever they are like jump on you, they've got some motion controls, and those for me they were pretty responsive. But my friend Will said for him they weren't as responsive. So I don't know. But like you shake left and shake right, and like if you're climbing a wall, like they jump on your back and you shake going backwards and you knock them off.
Wait, isn't Will dead? Didn't Will die on a podcast or something?
Yes, he died.
But he's telling you this from beyond the grave?
No, he said...
Yeah, just like Laura. I mean, why is that so weird?
He reviewed Silent Hill on what is known as the world's worst podcast, according to Laura. Episode 17. Although, everybody out there who didn't like it, screw you, it was so much fun. It was the most fun I've ever had.
What, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, somebody did. You said somebody reviewed it? I didn't listen to 17.
What?
I haven't listened.
You're the one who said that there were too many people on it.
I know.
There were quite a few people.
Yeah, I lied.
Yeah, there were too many.
I think I listened like the first 10 minutes of it.
Alex, are you alive or did you die of alcohol poisoning?
Oh, I'm here. I forgot. Okay. I have to hit the button on my thing to say that the microphone should be on.
I see.
Is it like a principal's loudspeaker in a junior high school?
Like Mr. Belding.
Press down the button to talk.
This is principal Harvey speaking.
Okay.
Yay. Hey, it's time for Adam's News Hour.
Alright. So, new gaming releases. Dark Void and Mag came out for PS3. Dark Void and Mass Effect 2 came out for 360. Silent Hill Shattered Memories came out for PSP and PS2. And for Wii. No More Heroes 2 came out. Tatsunoko vs. Capcom came out for Wii. Dark Void and Mass Effect 2 came out for PC. There we go. Upcoming games. February 2nd, Star Trek Online for PC. February 9th is Bioshock 2 for 360, PS3, and PC. February 16th is Red Steel 2. February 22nd is Endless Ocean Blue World. February 23rd is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction.
Hey, hold on. Adam, would you play a game called Endless Ocean Jew World?
Probably.
If it was about the real truth, is that Jews control the world?
I prefer Endless Lotion.
Endless Lotion.
I think that one might be better.
What would that be about? Like, a bunch of Jews swimming in the ocean, and you control them or something?
Yeah. And you would have to, you know, swim down in the ocean, find some buried gold that's really chocolate.
Gold? Jew gold?
Mm-hmm. And a menorah.
Okay, but seriously, what is Endless Ocean about? Is it like some kind of...
Endless Ocean.
It's basically...
Yeah, but no, is it like
it's basically Pokemon Snap with fish, and you're swimming. And
yeah, and
then
you get to eat the fish.
Do you remember Project Hammer? it's just like that.
Project Hammerhead.
Oh, that's what Matt's been playing this week. I forgot.
Really?
Project Hammer.
Nice.
Wait, what have I been playing?
Project Hammer.
Oh yeah, Project Hammer.
How is it?
What'd you say?
Is it hammerific?
Moving
on. Heavy Rain comes out on the 23rd for PS3 as well.
Yay!
All right, gaming news. Here's something we can talk about for a bit. New Zelda info, or at least rumor info.
Zelda Nympho. I'm talking about those two cosplayers, those girls that both dress up as different links.
Hey, we have one of those.
I want to put one in the link and two in the stink.
Stupid.
Okay. So this guy on 2chan, which is the Japanese equivalent of 4chan, posted...
That's so stupid.
He posted some rumors about Zelda, and apparently he's posted rumors about games before, and they've all come true. So a lot of people think it's going
They've all come true.
Yep. So let's see.
Was it stuff like... Halo 2 sucks. I'm like, oh, that's true.
Halo 3 is going to have Master Chief in it. Oh, my God.
Oh no, my God!
Spoilers!
Did they break anything about Twilight Princess? Do you guys remember
what
that came true? Did they break any news about Twilight Princess that came true? Do you guys remember?
Yeah.
They did
yes. Exactly. So
yes.
We had a lot. There's a lot of games, a lot of news for the Final Fantasy series. We just had a couple of new updates, So basically, the release date is March 11th, 2012. You get some the Final Fantasies. You're gonna play as Squall.
Yes, Squall.
Squall Mall. You smoke Squall Malls. There's new cigarettes. And you know all your buddies will be back. Seppy Roth. Clouds Seppy will be there. You better not put that in.
I'm going to.
So it's like Sephiroth, Clouds, Squall, the whole cast.
Tifa.
Sid.
Tifa and her boobs.
Barrett.
Nancy.
Nancy, Barrett.
Disidesia.
Disidesia is going to be there. It's the ultimate Final Fantasy, new Final Fantasy news, and that's all going to be in the next Zelda game.
Oh, but the Project Hammer, the main character, John Hammer, is going to be a playable character in Zelda.
He's going to be your friend. Like you could buy him to be in a
he follows you around with his.
Yeah, he's the Midna character.
He's the new Tails.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the actual rumor. The game will be. This doesn't make sense. The game will vary from dungeon feel, dungeon method. We are accustomed to. We already know that. You will be able to select right-handed or left-handed at the start, and Link will be right-handed or left-handed based on your selection. The gameplay and basic mechanics are complete. They're currently polishing up story and characters. One of the characters they're working on is an innkeeper in Link's home village who has a son that looks up to Link. The girl in the art is not the Master Sword, and it appears the Master Sword will not be in the game. The girl's name from the painting could possibly be Adele, Adela, or Adiru. She is not with you throughout the game like Ezlo or Midna. The face in the painting is not a real face. It's not fully elaborated on much, but it does say that it was a placeholder concept art, assuming the entire art piece was concept work. Link's sword is highly unique in this game and will have several unlockable abilities. Adele communicates with you through the sword. There will be horseback combat. Epona will avoid obstacles automatically. The models for three significant...
What does it mean?
I don't know. Hold on. The models for three significant characters in the game have been touched up.
I know what that means.
All right, go.
How am I supposed to make a really stupid joke when you keep
talking? Make a really stupid joke. Good lord.
I don't want to now. You ruined it.
Okay, good. The models for three significant characters in the game have been touched up, but they're not Zelda or Ganondorf. The idea of the version of Link being the hero of time has been highly considered and may already be implemented. Time travel plays a role in the game. The game takes place in more than just Hyrule and may possibly not be Hyrule at all.
I hope everything that was just said is true. Because I will lose my mind. Because if that stuff is real, forget about it. I want to go someplace other than Hyrule. The moment, like when you were saying that, I couldn't stop thinking of Majora's Mask and not being in Hyrule.
Right, so here's the thing is that if it's the Hero of Time, it's going to be the Link from Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask when he's older.
Oh my gosh.
And we all know how much Alex likes that.
Fucking time travel.
What's wrong with
you guys
time
really
travel?
Think they'll do that, though?
Most of the time, like Ocarina of Time, they really screwed up time travel. Like, they really fucked it up. It's a terrible story.
How so?
So...
Don't get too deep into this.
Okay. It doesn't make sense. The game ends because the whole point is you didn't have to go to be adult Link. You could have just been a kid and that'd been it. You could have just left the Master Sword in the pedestal and nothing would have happened.
Well, yeah, what if...
Like, there's no point for him to go to the future. There's no point to play the entire game. Logically, it makes no sense.
How so? You have to kill Ganon.
No, but why would you have to kill Ganon if nothing happens, if you left the sword in there?
Because you pulled the sword out.
No, but at the very end of the game, you put the sword back in, and you turn back into a kid. In fact, you put the sword back in, you turn back into a kid, and everything's okay.
Yeah, yes. You turn back into the kid, but then Ganon's gone.
No.
Yeah, that way there's nothing there. You've destroyed Ganon.
There's like, you lift the sword there, and Ganon doesn't take over the world.
Okay.
Because you already destroyed
him.
Think of the future in that game as a different dimension.
Why does that different dimension?
It's like unsolved mysteries. We'll never know. It's just something we'll never know.
If you don't have to go there.
Changing the future altered the past in that game. That's what happened.
No, that's not.
Once you defeated Ganon in the future, he doesn't exist in the past anymore.
No, he does exist in the past though.
No, he doesn't.
We see it in Twilight Princess.
But Ganon is time traveling just like Link.
Wait, Ganon's not. You can kill him. Twilight Princess. Still does this. He escapes.
Put it this way.
He escapes from the Sacred Realm all the time. That's what Ganon does. He's always just escaping from the Sacred Realm.
Put it
realm.
This way.
But that
if,
doesn't.
If Link never lifted the sword, or he put back the Master Sword, and it ends up being regular Hyrule, he could have very easily told Princess Zelda, Ganondorf is a bad guy. He's going to start shit, and it's going to take a couple years for him to start shit.
She already thought that, though, and she tried. And her dad was the one who wanted to.
Okay,
but
okay, okay.
Go back enough.
Nobody would listen to him.
We're saving this for another podcast.
We can talk about this on another podcast.
It's a stupid game. It's a stupid game. It's a terrible story.
Okay, just talk about what you think about the rumors.
Okay,
I'm so excited.
Okay.
If it's like Majora's Mask, if the time travel is like Majora's Mask,
whatever, yes, you will,
then
Matt.
I'll be fine.
I don't
if
like
it's
Zelda.
Like Ocarina of Time, where they try doing a parallel world, which is basically a rip off of Link to the Past, then I would be very disappointed. But if they do it, or if they do it like the Phantom Hourglass didn't really do time travel. They just had an hourglass. So if they just have an object that has the name Glass or Time in it. Like a time watch.
Time glass. Glass time.
Sorry.
Glimass.
A watch is way too complicated.
You guys think that they'll have? You guys think they'll have a young and an older Link in this one?
No, all adult Link. If Link doesn't have a mustache in the game, I don't want to play it.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain they're going to do all adult Link.
Old Link. It might be like Ocarina of Time adult Link, except not the same him.
Right, that's what the rumor says. What?
No, but he's older than that. It's the oldest Link's ever been.
Right.
He's 90 years old.
Is he going to be like 45 with a beard guy?
No, he's like in his 30s. He looks like he's like late 20s, early 30s. Yeah.
Do you guys think he's going to look like the Link in Twilight Princess, or are they going to?
My guess is that the artists were making those drawings around the same time, so that's just how they were drawing Link.
Guys, I heard this straight from Shigeru Miyamoto.
What'd he say?
Link in this one, not a virgin.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And you get to see a little bit of Link's sexual past. It's sexual time travel.
He has to find her first.
Well, that's when he loses his virginity, and then realizes that Navi went through time to have sex.
You met Matt.
It's like the timekeeper's.
No, no, no.
It's like the time traveler.
In this game,
wife. Only Navi is a time traveler.
So every time Navi's
going to reappear
or Navi
in
time travels, she has
the Navi miscarriage. Avatar, James Cameron.
Gotta have tits.
Avatar, best dramatic movie.
Wait. Matt. You met Shigeru Miyamoto, and the only thing you can ask him was if Link is going to be a virgin in this game.
I asked him to give me some new jerk-off material, and he said, just you wait.
Be patient, young one.
He also confirmed that Lone Lone Ranch got turned into Lone Lone's brothel.
Yeah.
It's like those ranch brothels, or ranch brothel. Delicious.
Ranch dressing.
With pizza.
Balance milking some cows and
inside joke.
And
oh yeah, you can milk some cows.
Sexual.
And you know what I mean.
The bomber gang is all grown up in this one.
and the killer bee is from
Wind Waker.
They're
all drug addicts.
Okay, so what do you guys think about Adele?
But they still run around in circles around you. They're like,
hey man,
give
her 5 rubies. Just 5 rubies,
what do you guys,
man. 5 rubies.
What do you guys think about Adele and the sword and the Master Sword?
I'm really excited. Adele DeWitt from Dallas.
Yeah, Adele DeWitt.
Her not being the sword, it doesn't surprise me, but she has something to do with the sword, which is what I thought. So, I win.
I thought she was
the sword, even though she looks exactly
I'm
like it.
I'm less interested in the sword right now because we don't know any details about it. Like, I'm more interested.
But
I'm more interested in knowing like what the consequence is. Like, do you get different abilities for your sword then that she can obtain? I mean, that'd be great.
Probably.
Like, you get a.
I mean, that's what it sounds
like.
What if you can shoot lasers out of your sword?
Oh,
again.
That'd be
can
awesome!
You double fist swords?
You can do that in.
Can you double fist Natal? What was her name?
You can double fist swords in Spirit Tracks?
Hell yeah!
What's
hardcore
the sword girl's name?
Adele.
Adele, I thought it was Natal.
Take that, Microsoft.
Shall
Speaking
we?
Of which, Sudoku, he tried to pitch Natal to Nintendo, and they're like, no thanks.
Wait, what?
You didn't read that?
No.
They wanted to offer the Natal technology to Nintendo, but they said that it sounds like it would be too expensive.
Huh.
I mean, I'm sure it is too expensive. I'm sure Nintendo wanted a cheaper option. They didn't want to...
Vitality sensor is the answer.
There you go. We relax.
I can't wait to play Andy Warhol's Sleep, the tie-in video game.
Okay, well, let's move on. We'll talk more about Zelda once E3 comes around and we get more information.
Okay.
The new Zelda. All right. How about that?
Let's see. Sony. PS3 Bayonetta is going to get an update because the load times are ridiculously long. So now you can install the game and that'll reduce the load times. And
How come load times suck so much?
I don't know. Because it's reading off a Blu-ray disc? I don't know.
I don't know. I really figured
load
times...
That's happened with other games, though, hasn't it?
Playing Mass Effect on my Xbox 360, because I haven't played my 360 in a while because I've just been playing my PS3, reminds me of how great it feels to put a game into your system for the first time and then immediately get to play it and not have to sit through 9 different updates and then having to install it on the hard drive. It's almost as if Sony doesn't want me to enjoy having a PlayStation 3.
Did you not install Mass Effect?
No.
Huh. All right.
Because it's on 2 discs. I wasn't sure how to do that. So.
Interesting.
And I have no room on my 60-gigabyte hard drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 20. Like, sorry, 20. I always see 60.
Installing games onto your hard drive does not help load times at all. I don't understand.
It just... but it
helps only have a 20 for some gig? Games,
it can,
for sure.
It can also help prevent red ringing because it doesn't heat up the system as much because it doesn't use the disk drive.
Mm-hmm. No, it definitely helps. Like, on Banjo-Kazooie, I noticed it big time. Like, there was at least 2 minutes difference in a lot of load times.
I bet it would be very obvious on Mass Effect because it's got some long load times.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, PS3 has been hacked. Rejoice,
oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Quick, throw your PS3s away. They're going to get into your house.
They're going to sleep with your daughters.
So, I believe the guy who hacked it's the same guy who jailbroke the iPhone.
Oh, it is that guy. Yeah, I read that.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of Steve Jobs...
No, it's Barry Vacation.
How about that iTab pad, whatever it's called. Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
What do you guys think about it?
I think it looks pretty cool, but I have no use for a tablet PC.
Yeah,
so no,
I think it looks retarded.
I think it'll be really... The first thing I mentioned was you don't have to buy textbooks anymore.
But you don't have to do that with, like, the Kindle or just a
if
laptop.
If you get Kindle... Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, at least with Microsoft, they actually really do
Apple
move markets. Or Apple, yeah.
But the interface... So they, like, yeah, you can say that you can do that with a laptop, but the interface is so much more inviting.
Yeah.
See, and plus, I don't really buy that.
Why? Why don't you buy that?
I mean, what's the big difference between having, like, you know, something that's shaped like an L and then something that's flat?
Because something that's flat is one screen and it weighs a lot less.
Yeah,
and the touch screen, the way you can turn pages and stuff, is a lot better than using like a PDF.
Have you ever tried using a book that's like a netbook, like shaped like a netbook, versus like this thing is like designed like a clipboard essentially. It's a lot thinner. It's a lot
important. And it's tiny.
It's a lot more mobile, right?
And it looks exactly like what like officers on
like
ships
Star Trek,
and science fiction movies use. Yeah,
that's true.
But
I didn't notice that.
I think it's really cool, but the problem is that I don't really have much of a use for it.
See, I was really only interested in it, and I will be interested in it if they announce something like this. If it can be used as like a drawing tablet,
I'm sure it can be. I'm sure they're going to. I'm
it
sure
can
they're
be.
Gonna,
it should be.
I'm sure they're going to put apps for it. And I'm sure they're going to be able to have it.
No, but if you could actually plug it into a PC and do that and use it as a drawing tablet,
but there's no USB ports, right?
There is something I didn't.
I think you know you have to plug it into a dock, and the dock has USB ports.
But they're also they're going to make.
So really, instead of costing $500, this kind of costs $700 to get everything you need for it.
Pretty much, but the thing is, the iPhone dropped in price pretty quickly. Also, I think you give it a couple of years, and the prices are going to be affordable for everybody. I can see this thing being $300 in 2 years.
Really?
I think it'd be like the N-Gage in 2 years. I don't even use it.
But look at how the iPhone 3GS, they've come out with so many fixes for complaints that people had.
Yeah.
If I were going to get it, I'd just wait a little while. Because I'm sure they're going to fix it.
Nick, were you saying earlier that you can only get stuff off the iStore?
Yeah, you can only get it out of the App Store.
The iStore?
The iStore.
Why not? No, everything else works with an i.
That's the thing, is they're treating it more like a mobile device, like the iPhone, than they are a computer. So everything has to be run through the App Store.
But that's traditionally been a Mac thing, though, or an Apple thing.
No, that's only been an Apple thing since.
Apple has always been had proprietary ownership over most software to begin with for their stuff. Right? There's no competition really.
But on a Mac PC, you can download all sorts of stuff for your Mac, and it doesn't have to be through some sort of Apple store to do it. And I don't know. I think that if you're
so, it's going to be the PSP Go of the Apple. Product
no,
line.
No, not necessarily. I don't know. It's just
are people actually going to use these as computers or?
Yeah,
my mom is somebody who uses tablet PCs everywhere she goes, and she was actually talking about it because she heard about it in a bunch of because she's a pharmaceutical rep, and all the doctors were talking about it and how perfect it is. For them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
and but the thing is that I don't know. I think that. Apple, if they want to push this thing and say that it's so versatile, you need to make it more like their laptops than their iPhones.
Mm-hmm. I could see that happening though. I mean, after a couple of years, they'll definitely open it up.
Why should you have to? Yeah. Why should you have to jailbreak it to do what you want with it? But I guarantee it'll get jailbroken.
My
question is, why does stupid Apple make such stupid device? Why can't it be more like a Windows? Give me a PC.
I want all sorts of just nonsense.
Because that's what laptops are for.
I think they really start because one of the big problems with tablets to begin with has been like battery life. If the thing only lasts you for an hour or 2 hours,
how long did they say the battery life was?
They
like
said
13
hours. 10 to 13 hours. I think 10 hours.
But see,
but
like
you know
say
that
10, they say
10 means 8.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But even
so,
having it competing with the Kindle, which has an extremely long battery life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Mac Kindle. it's the
whoa, don't give away my laptop.
It's the be all Kindle of laptops.
All right.
Well, how long is the Kindle's battery life?
I don't remember. In infinite.
But it's also the lighting is
also
a lot less, right?
It uses what they call the e-ink,
yeah,
and that is supposed to be good for or not good, but better for your eyes than looking at an
do you
screen.
Get e-ink stains on your hands?
Yeah, you can. And if you spill e-coffee on it, it'll e-smear.
Can you put e-silly putty on it and get pictures?
It's exciting. But anyway,
that sounds excellent.
But exactly, that's one of the selling points of the Kindle is that it's not harsh on the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where the iPad is, it's a laptop screen. I mean,
why do they call it the iPad?
To combat that really stupid Mad TV sketch where they had the Apple iPad and it was a tampon that was.
Yeah. Exactly.
No,
my guess is
because it's for fan service. Not necessarily, but I think that has something to do with it because in Star Trek they had their little devices were called pads, but it had 2 D's. And also, it's the same size as like a notebook pad.
Yeah.
Like a pad of paper.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
think of a maxi pad.
It literally looks like a clipboard. The thing looks like a digital clipboard. I mean,
I don't know if you guys knew about this. They go into the naming. The light is bright enough, so if you need a makeshift helicopter pad. A helipad. You put the helipad app on and you just put it out and it'll help people.
The helipad app.
Well, then all those rescue rangers are going to be using these, so there you go.
Yeah,
got a whole
demographic. Are you talking about like Chip and Dale
rescue
rangers? That's actually exactly what I was talking about. I'm glad you caught that.
Hey, it's big enough for them.
Steve Jobs was going after cartoon characters.
But if you're talking about. Wait, why did. Oh, never mind. I was thinking of Tailspin because his name was Launchpad.
Oh, Tailspin.
Nick, do you need to do your promotion right now for your Disney Channel?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up.
Thanks,
sit down. Tune in to Toon Disney every weekday at approximately 7:17 p.m. in the evening. and you can catch a back-to-back episodes of Tailspin and Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous, everybody.
What about
Tune in, drop out, Disney Channel.
What about Gargoyles?
Bonkers.
What
about Bonkers?
Bonkers and DuckTales are on Friday nights at 7:17 p.m.
All right, good.
And Gargoyles is not on that
what
network.
What about Bonktales?
Yeah. Gargoyles was ABC.
Are you kidding me?
Or like Fox
yeah,
which or something.
Is, no, Gargoyles owned by, is Disney.
Yeah, Gargoyles really? Is actually on that network, yeah.
Oh,
but I'm not
that.
A fan. You can tune in.
How about Street Sharks? That wasn't Disney, was it?
I shouldn't really be talking about this because I might lose my sponsorship, but if you're ever watching Discovery Kids at 7:18 p.m., you can tune into Kenny the Shark, and it's about this girl who has a talking shark who hangs out with her, and her dad works at a supermarket, and there's a part where
she goes,
Hey, honey, Kenny, I got to go to work. Why is that, Dad? There was a spill on aisle 3, and I got called in. That is the worst. That's the worst job ever. So.
All right. Okay, Nick. That's okay, it. That's it. You've pushed them. You've gotten your money's worth.
Uh oh. I just got a text.
Uh oh. From who? Walt Disney.
From Walt Disney. I just lost my sponsorship for talking about Kenny.
No. Walt's pissed off now.
No. Oh my gosh.
Call me Walt.
I shouldn't have done that.
I'll do it.
You fucking Nazis.
Okay.
Keep going.
Let's see. Microsoft. We've got Gears of War characters appearing in Lost Planet 2. That's kind of interesting.
OMG.
Yeah, Dom's wife. That's the only character. I don't remember what her name is.
Also so. Back from the dead.
Maria.
Spoilers. Maria. I thought it yeah.
Oh yeah,
I
it is
decide
Maria.
If it was Maria or Isabella. But Isabella is from Dead Rising.
Maria. Maria.
Nobi Nobi Boy is coming to the iPhone, I think.
God.
It was tested on the iPhone, so.
That was the weirdest game I've ever played.
Oh, man. Is it
Did
still
you play
going?
It? Yeah, I think so.
Ooh. Is it free or do you have to buy it?
No, you have to buy it, but it's pretty cheap. It's like $3.99. It's pretty weird.
I know.
It's
crazy. It looks really cool. I would have played it if I had a PS3 when it came out. Psychonauts is $2 on Steam. That's a pretty good deal.
I know, I need to get it, but I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to boot up Windows. I haven't done it in like a year, and I don't feel like doing it now.
So that brings us to the conclusion of Adam's News Hour.
Yay!
We're running
out of time. I don't think we should even go into our main topic. We should just go straight to emails.
Emails!
Yeah,
we're that's all about. That's what we were going to do. We're going to make it about emails.
Yeah, emails! Emails!
Emails!
Emails! This is going to be our shortest podcast ever.
Good.
That's a good thing.
All right, let's see. Where's my Gmail?
So the first one is from John D-D-D-D.
John D-D-D. Hello, I saw your question. Hello, I saw your question. The games
I'm
looking...
You are question. Hello, I saw you are question.
Oh, my God. The games I'm looking for a word are the lowest... The lowest... The lowest the number, the bigger I want him. One. Final Fantasy 13. Two, Kingdom Hearts 3. Three, Metal Gear Solid 4. Alright. Four, Pokemon Soul Silver translated. If there's,
spoiler alert, John, that game's already out.
If there's a Devil May Cry coming this year, then this is replaced and gets to five. Five, God of War 3. Cheers. Oh,
okay.
So he's probably in England.
I can't wait for Metal Gear Solid 4 either.
So maybe it's not
I'm
out
so excited.
There. I don't know.
Thanks, John DDD.
Maybe he was thinking
he's
of
Australian.
Spirit. What's it called? The
oh, maybe.
Skinwalkers. What's it called?
Peace Walker.
Peace Walker. Skinwalker.
Thanks, John DDD. I really DDD. I understand you saw your question.
I saw your email.
the lowest the number, the bigger I want him. I understand what you're saying.
Adam, don't you?
You're saying as the games get as there's less games coming out, the bigger the man.
The bigger your wiener gets?
No, I'm just saying that...
Laura, not everything's about wieners. Come
He's
on.
Saying that what happens is when you run out of games to play, you turn gay because there's nothing else to do.
I can't get over that sentence. All. The lowest the number, the bigger I want.
oh my
Metal
god!
Metal Gear Solid 4 is already—it's already been released. Pokemon Soul Silver. I think honestly, I think what you did here was took a look at the most popular game series, put them on here, and hope that it made sense. And also threw in some gay fantasy into the mix.
Pokemon Soul Silver translated? Is it not translated?
Well, it's out in Japan now, so... Oh, maybe... Oh. I don't know.
It's only in the original Aramaic.
I don't know. Sounds like he's in a different territory, so maybe he means localized for wherever he is.
Yeah, his last name is DDD.
Translated from English. All right, so our next one is a review from some website. It says, "The Zelda Working Title Podcast is an audio podcast about video games."
No.
That's not a review, Adam. God.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Skip that one.
Noah Harnett.
Skip that one.
All right, whatever. We'll skip that one. Sorry.
Nice try.
Noah.
Thank you. Noah wrote a good email.
Very much. Oh, that's our response. "Dear Working Title Podcast crew, hey, I'm Noah from Illinois, and I enjoy your podcast show very much. I've been listening to all your podcasts. I currently have made it to episode 14, and I can't wait to catch up to you."
Good luck with that.
I've heard your previous.
You're
going to
be so
responses.
Let down. That's where we stopped getting.
We peaked at 14,
it.
Man.
Yeah. "I've heard your previous email responses, and I noticed that Matt and Laura, spelled incorrectly, are the only ones appreciated. I, for one, happen to like Adam the most, and of course Laura is the best too. And I don't want Matt to say I want her to slobber all over my dick, episode 8, I think. Matt, you are so wrong." Anyways,
stay away, Laura. He doesn't want that.
"Anyways, I'm a new Zelda fan. I just finished Twilight Princess with around 65 hours of play." Okay, what?
No, we'll get to the...
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What?
No, keep going. I'll complain in a second.
All right. "I just bought the collector's edition, and I'm working on Ocarina of Time. And I do agree that Zelda 2 is cheap. I'm a Nintendo fan like Adam and a PlayStation fan. I'm also a huge Guitar Hero fan and Star Wars Battlefront fan. That's why I have a PlayStation. And I have to say one more thing. Final Fantasy sucks all
the
time."
Yes, thank you.
Come to think about it, I was pointless to tell you guys because this... Tell you guys this because you probably don't even care. I enjoy your conversations on important topics in the gaming universe. I prefer you guys over Zelda Universe podcast. That's pretty cool. Very boring. You guys are the only...
Whoa! Somebody is more boring than us?
Yeah, apparently.
We have Alex.
I know! That's amazing!
"You guys are the only podcast I listen to now, and I can't wait to hear Matt's rave! Exclamation point. Keep making great podcasts and good luck."
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mr. Harnett.
Hold on, I have my bone to pick.
Hold on. I just want to say I'm excited that you got my flyer for the rave that I sent out. I hope everyone can come. I didn't want to mention it here because I didn't want too many people coming.
Get your glow sticks.
Is it an oral rave only? Because you can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, you can't wait to hear the rave. Well, he's listening. It's going to be broadcast, but it's going to be a kindergarten rave. You guys don't know the kindergarten rave story, but...
No.
Anyway, Nick.
I was going to say, let's see. Laura and Matt get all the praise, but I like Adam too. What the heck? I know that nobody likes Alex, and that's okay. But what's the deal with... I feel like the Chachi.
He was
here.
He was only up to episode 14.
You
were only in like 3 episodes.
No, I was in...
No, you weren't. You were in like 3 episodes at that point.
Still, I feel like Chachi.
You weren't a regular till like...
Maybe you were just kind of boring on those episodes.
There you go.
No,
and you got more
I've never been
after
boring
that.
In my life.
He just doesn't like... I mean, come on.
You know what?
But
screw
I just
want
to say... I don't think that, Adam, you don't... I mean, I understand you don't want to be like everyone else, but come on. Adam is your favorite? That's like... that's like, vanilla ice cream is my favorite.
There's nothing wrong with vanilla ice cream, Matt.
Some people like vanilla.
Yeah, there's also nothing right with it.
Yeah, there's nothing special about vanilla ice cream. Everyone likes a little bit of vanilla ice cream, but we can have a chocolate chunk... if you could have a Jamocha almond fudge.
Jamocha?
Email
Matt, are you trying to say you're the chocolate chunk?
Tell us what kind of ice cream we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone email us.
That's
the
email topic.
I think I would be
New York Super Fudge.
Mike!
Fudge Pecker?
Walk in here! I'm fudging here! The fudge will be here!
The fudge you want!
Yeah, great that you're a new Zelda fan. Yep, Zelda Universe podcast. I don't want to say anything. They do suck. Zelda.
Matt, you never even listen to them.
Yeah, they're retards. They're a bunch of fucking pieces of shit.
Speaking of fucking late pieces of shit.
Podcast war.
Our next email comes from people. Our next email comes from D at. I hope to see you putting out another podcast sometime soon, you fucking late piece of shit casters. Love, Kevin Chubbs Spider-Man.
I think... Okay.
His last name is really Chubbs?
No, no Chubbs is
his nickname. No, that's his nickname.
Fireman is his
Mr.
last
Chubbs.
Is
Mr. Chubbs, I see you're trying to impress me with being mean. You beat him at his own games, that's what you're thinking. It doesn't work. Thanks for writing us. It was lovely. I'm excited to have a fireman listening to
thanks.
Our podcast.
Oh, and thanks for listening to the shitcast.
Yeah.
And why's your nickname Chubbs? We want to know.
Yeah,
I
want
to know.
I know, because he's always got a half boner. Mm-hmm. He has the Chubbs.
But yeah, it's great that you're listening to us. I mean, when you're fighting fires, I'm sure you have earbuds in, and so you can't
like
hear people's... Yeah, you can't hear people's screams for help. You're just listening to a podcast. Because in 9/11, you
never forget.
Never forget.
Hey, that's my job.
We beat you to it.
On 9/11. I know. Ajax Cole.
I guess I
forgot. All right. We got another email from our good Comic Sans friend, Ajax Cole.
isn't that like some kind of cleaner or something, Ajax?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so...
Oh, okay, cool.
But this one goes in and out of caps lock.
Yeah, Ajax, let me just say... He says
I
in
love
the
Ajax.
Email that English isn't his first language, but that's no excuse for capsing and uncapsing like a madman. So...
I'm going to read the first sentence just like it's typed.
Let Nick read it.
I just listened to you our last episode 20 that you guys released today.
Relest.
That was good.
You're right. Relest.
Rilla said.
Rella said.
Oh my god.
Okay, keep going, Adam.
You guys
read this.
You guys are men. I think you meant to say you. I think you meant to say mean. I like my font. It's cool. It's still like your pod. I still like your podcast, but I will listen still. I am actually from Japan, so I just learned English language number 2 years ago. I like America and video games a lot. Please do and make fun of me, Matt. I think you are funny, all caps, and so is all other people on this podcast. I just emailed you guys last time because I was mad you guys were playing games on the podcast. Thanks, God bless America.
Thanks. If this wasn't a completely fake email,
Number one, there is no God. And number two, you give Asians a bad name for what is it? It's like a fucking traffic accident here. Right?
We should have let Nick read the
either
whole email just like it
either
is.
Either you were using Babelfish and just somehow got your whole...
No, I figured it out, guys. He has a drinky drinky bird right next to his computer and it kept hitting the caps lock.
Oh my god. I'm just imagining him, he's listening to a podcast, listening up to episode 18. And he's never had the urge to email us. He's like, wait, they're playing games on the podcast. Now I'm going to email them. That's the only reason. Email.
You guys are men. I love it. Oh,
all right.
That's the best email we've ever got.
Thank you, Ajax. Keep him coming.
There's only been like 4 episodes.
God bless America.
Been playing games on the podcast.
Okay. From
oh my goodness.
Lucas. Just a quick question.
Funny.
When is Laura coming back to the podcast? Without her, it seems like something is missing. Anyway, great podcast.
You were X chromosome.
You were all very funny, especially Matt. I can't listen to the podcast for 2 minutes without bursting out laughing. Adios.
This is my fan. Hi, Lucas.
Yeah.
How are you?
And so Laura replied, she's back, and then Lucas replied, yippee, all caps, E.
I just want to say, when the other guy said that he didn't want Laura slobbering on his dick, I was going to reply. I forgot to reply to it then. You don't... I was just... That was... that was me making a joke. You know, I don't. You don't want Laura slobbering on your dick because that's gross. You want her sucking on it. You want
her
to
suck
your
dick. Oh my God, Matt!
And that's why you write her emails.
That is not why.
That's just gross. That's just uncomfortable. She's just like by your dick, and she's just slobbering on it, but she's not doing anything. She's just—is she asleep? How does she fall asleep there? What? This is just a wacky situation. And
it's a mystery we'll never solve.
Okay, moving on. This next one is actually for Chase. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Chase and attempt to record that. So we're going to see how that works.
Oh, you should have alerted him that you might have called him.
Put him on speakerphone.
I'm going to put him on speakerphone.
Just leave him a message.
Chase.
Oh, this is
he won't
be
able to hear us anyways.
Calling Chase.
Wait,
what's
you might
phone number?
Are you
Give
calling the
podcast.
Bank or your friend?
Calling my friend. All right,
what if he worked at Chase Bank?
Then his name tag would say Chase Chase.
Yeah, dude.
Hey. Huh? So, I'm doing the podcast right now, and you're on.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Hi, Chase.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
They all say hi.
How are you?
Hey, hi.
All right, so you got an email.
Hi, hi.
Chase.
Did I get an email?
You did. It says, in very big font, it says, to Chase, comma, do you plan to stay on WT Podcast? And if so, how do you plan to enhance or change WTP at all or improve?
Oh, my
great to have you back. P.S. Good luck with the fan mail / fan art. Your friend, Johnny.
Oh, wow. Johnny.
Are you getting your friends to email us, Chase?
I don't know what I believe.
Yeah, he's already his friend.
but I guess, you know, a little diversity doesn't help. Because, you know, it always kind of helps, I guess. Maybe not.
Tell Chase
he's
welcome.
Are you
going to
stay, Chase?
I just sat down at McDonald's in front of two McDouble sandwiches.
Oh, yeah?
I was going to have some dinner.
Very
if
good.
If I had known there was a podcast, I would have.
Wait, are the double sandwiches eating at McDonald's right now?
Nick is asking, are the double sandwiches eating at McDonald's right now?
Did he sat down in front of them?
You sat down in front of them?
At the same table.
Yeah, I sat down. They're in the booth beside me. Two McDoubles. I didn't believe it until I saw it.
Are they Mick-making out?
Are they Mick-making out, asks Laura.
No, that's called macking. Big macking.
Big macking.
They're macking.
Is there some sort of Jewish echo in the room? Oh.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
They're probably gonna be pretty good. I haven't poured into them yet though.
Well, bite. Tell Chase to have a bite, and it was great hearing his voice again.
All right, Chase. They right. said great to have a bite. Good to hear from you again.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Just hang up on him.
I don't remember what
so
he said.
Do I need to take a bite and give McDonald's an endorsement?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, here we go. You can hear this, right? But,
Make it loud.
Mac it loud.
Mac it loud, that's right.
A sandwich for a dollar.
Well, there you go.
You had to put that qualifier in there. For a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
RoboCop on
What's
DVD
that, Chase?
And Blu-ray today.
Eat healthy. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Eat fresh.
Well, all right.
Thank you, Chase.
Thanks, Chase.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless America.
Okay. I don't want to bring down this podcast with my self-loathing anymore.
How do you archive?
Or me feeling sorry for myself, but I have to.
Okay.
How come Chase, when he joins the podcast, gets all these emails from Johnny? I didn't get any
okay,
emails.
Nick, look. Nick, next time I fake an email, I'll make sure to include you, okay?
Thanks, Laura. Can
You're
you
welcome.
Can you make your name, can it say lustfully yours, Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sure. Let me take notes. Okay, yeah. I'll remember that.
All right. So those are all the emails. Good job. Thank you, guys.
Fan art, send it in.
Yeah.
Fan art.
Still waiting for some
also,
fan
what
art.
Kind of ice cream we are. And
we did
also,
get fan art. And, oh, I feel bad. She didn't respond
oh,
to that.
I have a New Year's resolution.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
So, what?
I'm going to draw every day, at least one page.
It's difficult.
I know. It is.
What are you going to draw?
Penises. Super penises.
All right.
Like super bad.
Will you scan them?
Yes, just like super bad, Alex. That's where I got the idea from. Thank you.
Also, I want to say, just email us more which podcasts we're better than, which is almost every, I guarantee you, almost every Zelda-related podcast, because they're just like, in the Sarius insides.
Sarius the dumbest character ever.
Bill Cosby.
Ocarina is the greatest game ever. No.
Yeah, we're not, let's talk about some dungeons. That's what somebody said on iTunes.
Yeah.
No.
Next episode, we're talking all about dungeons.
The Dungeons of Zelda games.
Oh, yeah, way to get rid of people.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Nobody will tune in for that one.
Oh, there was an article.
Hey, no, if we talk about dungeons, we should call the episode Dungeons and Dragons. Am I right? Because it's going to drag on.
Nah, Nick, you're so funny.
No, we're not talking about articles anymore. We're done.
All right.
Contact info.
D-U-N.
You guys can find us at our board on tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter by searching Zelda WT Podcast.
Do we even update Twitter anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It updates with our Facebook page, which is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And if you find us on iTunes, please rate us, comment, tell us how we're doing. We've got one rating so far. It's 5 stars. So we're one for one.
And it tells us we should talk about dungeons.
Right.
Great.
Awesome.
That was a good rating.
All right. That's our shortest podcast ever. Perfect. And may be our shortest podcast just ever, you know. There's never going to be one this short, so enjoy it. Relish it. Love it.
Yeah, that was only like 5 minutes, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
And thank you, Laura, for returning to us.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Adam.
I love
you're
you
welcome,
guys.
You're welcome, Nick. Good night, everybody.
Nick
see
is my favorite.
Later.
Good night, good night, good night.
Weep, 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 weep.
You have to go to school tomorrow?
I mean, I have to go to school tomorrow. I fucking work every day.
Or work, whatever. You have to go to work.
It's fucking Friday. What holiday is it tomorrow?
And kill mice and stuff like
that? Thank God it's Friday.
Jesus Christ.
What do you have to do at work?
I'm going to be suctioning eyes.
You're going to be at what?
I have frozen mouse eyes that are in blocks, and I'm going to cut them with a giant-ass deli slicer into really thin sections and put them onto a slide.
How is it? Still red leader?
Hello?
Okay.
It's giving me a chance to download happy stuff.
Stop downloading porn.
Shut up. I want to download porn. Makes me feel better.
Never stop.
Don't stop.
Hello?
Leave it.
I like it when my penis cries.
Hold on to that man.
No. Alex is right. The next lyric is,
I like it when my penis cries.
Laura, do you have any thing to say for Laura's sexy time since you're finally back and we can finally do it?
Masturbating.
Can you give us some dildoling techniques? What's the best kind? What's the best shape? Best length? Best color?
Do you feel the fleshiness inside you, or is it how hard it is?
Does color matter?
Fleshiness, you fucking moron. Fleshiness.
Wait, what? Go over dildos?